The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, July 13th, 2015. Hola, Bardophiles, and welcome to the 59th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes, tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what was the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included, Broadway World ran a story covering the announcement by Utah Shakespeare Festival of its 2016 season, including Henry V, Much Ado About Nothing, and Julius Caesar. The Independent Record previewed the opening of Twelfth Night by Montana Shakespeare Company, running through the end of the month in Helena, Montana. NOLA.com previewed the upcoming production of The Tempest by Promethean Theater Company and In Good Company, which runs through the end of the month at the Old Ironworks in New Orleans, Louisiana. The Albuquerque Journal previewed The Tempest by Santa Fe Shakespeare Society, running through mid-August at Monte del Sol School in Albuquerque, New Mexico. My Suburban Life previewed the upcoming production of The Winter's Tale by First Folio Theater's Shakespeare Under the Stars Summer Season, running through early August in Oak Brook, Illinois. My Valley News previewed Romeo and Juliet by Shakespeare in the Vines, running in August in Temecula, California. The Morning Journal reviewed Much Ado About Nothing by Ohio Shakespeare Festival, running through next weekend in Akron, Ohio, saying the production is the romantic comedy as it was meant to be seen. Ohio.com also reviewed the production, saying it's dominated by giddy physical comedy and a great sense of play. The Standard reviewed Measure for Measure by Shakespeare's Globe, running through October in London, saying vice wins over virtue in a crowd-pleasing saucy romp. The Santa Cruz Sentinel reviewed Much Ado About Nothing by Santa Cruz Shakespeare, running through the end of August on the campus of the University of California, Santa Cruz, saying that it has such charms as to make that familiar story surprisingly alive and vibrant. CentralJersey.com reviewed Love's Labor's Lost by Shakespeare Theater of New Jersey, saying the production running through the end of the month in Morristown, New Jersey, is first rate. ReviewJournal.com posted reviews of all the shows in this summer's Utah Shakespeare Festival, including Henry IV Part II, which they called relatively compelling, King Lear, very positive review, and The Taming of the Shrew, which they say earns its happy ending. The Palm Beach Post reviewed Hamlet by Palm Beach Shakespeare Festival, running through this weekend at Seabreeze Amphitheater in Palm Beach, Florida, saying that it is a pleasant, though offbeat, outdoor theater experience. The Spectrum reviewed The Taming of the Shrew by Utah Shakespeare Festival, saying the production is not to be missed. The Daily Camera reviewed Othello by Colorado Shakespeare Festival, running through August 8th in repertory with Much Ado, Henry V, and Henry VI Part 1, saying that the tragedy at the University of Colorado Boulder is an outstanding production of the show. We Are Green Bay reviewed The Tempest by Dorr Shakespeare, saying that the production running through mid-August in Dorr County, Wisconsin is wondrous. Syracuse.com reviewed Much Ado About Nothing by Red House Theater, ending its run this weekend in multiple locations in the central New York State area, calling it cleverly trimmed and smartly paced. And finally, The Star Phoenix reviewed Othello by Shakespeare on the Saskatchewan, running through late August in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, in Canada. The play foregoes the racial angle, focusing on Iago's evil, and breaks other rules to a stunning effect, which they meant in a good way. Now, let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On July 7th, 1307, Edward I died of dysentery. He was father of Edward II and son of Henry III and the grandson of King John. On July 8th, 1290, Princess Margaret, daughter of Edward I, remember yesterday, married John II of Brabant. On July 9th, 1540, Henry VIII's marriage to Anne of Cleves, his fourth wife, was annulled after only 6 months of marriage on the grounds of non-consummation and the fact that she had been betrothed to Francis of Lorraine at the age of 11. 3 weeks later, he would marry Catherine Howard. On July 10th, 1460, Henry VI was captured by Yorkist forces at the Battle of Northampton, a major battle in the War of the Roses. According to some, Henry had a nervous breakdown around this time, and when he was returned to London, Parliament passed the Act of Accord, which named Richard of York Henry's successor. On July 11th, 1989, famed Shakespearean actor Laurence Olivier died. Olivier had acted on both the stage and the screen, and on the latter starred and directed classic film versions of Henry V, Hamlet, and Richard III in the 40s and 50s. On July 12th, 1472, Richard, Duke of Gloucester, married Anne Neville. Anne's first husband was Edward, Prince of Wales, the son of Henry VI, who had been killed by Yorkist factions at the Battle of Tewkesbury less than a year earlier, either by Richard's men or Richard and his brother, depending on who you believe, historians or Shakespeare, respectively. On July 13th, 100 BC, Julius Caesar was born. Now, there is some argument to this, with some saying that it was July 12th. And if that's not precise enough for you, then we do know that on this date in 1940, actor Patrick Stewart was born. Now known more for Captain Picard in Star Trek The Next Generation and Dr. Xavier in the X-Men films, he's actually quite the Shakespearean actor, with a tenure at the Royal Shakespeare Company from 1966 to 1982, and most recently in a kick-ass Macbeth from 2007. And that, my friends, was your Week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending July 13th, 2015. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to all the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week.